Cameras captured the image of a sizable chunk of insulating foam as it fell away from Discovery's hydrogen fuel tank during liftoff on Tuesday. The insulation is designed to protect the orbiter from excessive heat upon re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. In 2003, during the ill-fated Columbia mission, a protective heat tile flew off and struck the shuttle during liftoff. That caused a breach in the orbiter that led to the disintegration of the space shuttle as it attempted to land, killing all seven astronauts on board. Mission managers say at this point, it doesn't appear the insulating foam damaged Discovery in any way. However, some of the images appear to show that the flying debris may have caused at least one divot or pit in another tile. Bill Parsons is manager of the Space Shuttle program.
Until we're ready, we won't go fly again. Now, I don't know when that might be, so I'll just state that right up front. We're just in the beginning of this process of understanding. This is a test flight.
Mission controllers say high-resolution cameras aboard the International Space Station will take pictures of the underside of the Discovery as it nears the outpost for docking on Thursday. The images should give engineers on the ground a closer look at any potential damage to the heat tiles, according to Mission Deputy Manager Wayne Hale.
Are we concerned about this? We're treating it very seriously. Are we losing sleep over it? Not yet.
Mr. Hale says NASA officials will spend the next few days coming up with a plan, either to have the astronauts try to repair the heat tiles or to return to Earth with things the way they are. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.